The gospel reading today, we hear what St. Matthew tells us is the book of the origin of Jesus Christ, the son of David and the son of Abraham. It's interesting on two parts for today. After all the hundreds of times of reading through it, I hadn't realized until just a couple of months ago, it has absolutely nothing to do with the origin of Jesus, because it has to do with St. Joseph. St. Joseph is not the biological father of Jesus. And so it actually has nothing to do biologically with the origin of our Lord. Then to make it even more humorous, we're celebrating today the father of our Blessed Lady. His name's not in here because this doesn't have anything to do with our Blessed Lady. It has to do with Saint Joseph. So you ask yourself, well, why would we have this then? Why would the church give us this reading on the feast of Saint Joachim? Because it's to show that there is a history. Joachim being the patriarch in this sense, the one who is the father of our Blessed Lady, and from her, of course, comes the humanity of Jesus. So we have what is actually the legal genealogy of Jesus. Remember, in the Old Testament law, if a woman is with child and gets married, the moment she steps over the threshold of her husband's house, the child in her womb is legally his. So even though biologically it may not be his child, legally becomes his child at the moment she steps over the threshold. So this is the legal genealogy of our Blessed Lord, not the biological one. Saint Joachim is on the biological side. Now, we don't know exactly his genealogy because it's not given to us. But at the same time, that really doesn't matter. Because what's necessary is to recognize that in this genealogy of our Blessed Lord, going all the way back to Abraham, the same can be said for each one of us. There is a specific genealogy with our Lord. The one that comes down to Saint Joseph, the one that comes down to Joachim and our Blessed Lady. But there is one that comes down to you. Each and every one of us is a child of Adam and Eve. Also, each and every one of us is a child of Noah and his wife. Because everything was wiped out at the time of the flood, and all began again. So somewhere along the line, we're all related, but with all the different personalities that are there in Scripture and throughout history, each one of us has a unique genealogy. Just as we can look at what our Lord did in preparing the way, as we see legally for our Lord, what he did preparing the way biologically for our Blessed Lord, he has done the same for you. Now, you might look at your genealogy and go, oh, yeah, I don't think anybody'd want this one. Well, look at the genealogy of Jesus, the legal one we've got here, and there are a few people in there you kind of go, really? That's in the genealogy of our Blessed Lord? You'd like to think that you'd have people like our Blessed Lady and Saint Joseph and Saint Anne and Saint Joachim, and the whole rest of them would be just holy people like that. They're not. There are a number of scoundrels that are in there. There are some good holy people, and there are some not so impressive people. And I suspect if we were all able to trace back our own ancestry, we would see the exact same thing. But what is important is not what's in the ancestry. What is important is what God is doing in you. Because just as we can see, as you can see with Saint Joseph in this particular genealogy, Saint Joseph became such an extraordinary saint. And yet, some of his relatives were not so extraordinary. If they were, they were extraordinary for the wrong reason. That didn't keep Saint Joseph from becoming such a great saint. I can assume that in the line of our Blessed Lady, through Saints Anne and Joachim, there are probably some scoundrels in there too. And yet, the single greatest human person ever created came through that particular line. And so it is for you. There are some saints in your background, and there are some pretty unfortunate souls probably in your background. But the fact that that's the case, the fact that there's a saint doesn't automatically make you one. And the fact that there are some scoundrels doesn't mean that you can't be a great saint. God is calling you right now to holiness, regardless of your background. And even if you look at your own self and say, yeah, but my background is not so good. If you've confessed that stuff and it's been forgiven, then just get on the right track and put all that garbage behind you, because that's not who you are anymore. God can bring great good out of people who weren't so good sometimes. And even in this genealogy, we see some of that same thing. We see some people who had lived a pretty questionable life and then had a conversion, got things turned around. We see converts that are in here who were not Jewish people and became Jewish people. We see people from Africa. We have Ruth, came from Africa. We have people with all kinds of different backgrounds, all working in God's providence to be holy and to bring about the holiest people who have ever walked the face of the earth. So it doesn't matter where your relatives come from. If they came from Asia, if they came from South America, if they came from Africa, if they came from Europe, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you had saintly parents or parents who weren't so impressive. That doesn't change God's call for you. You are called to be a saint. And your parents or your relatives and your ancestors do not have the ability to hold you back. Now, it's true there can be some people that were something like the Freemasons, and they put familial curses on and things like that, and that can get in the way. At the same time, that can also serve to make you an even greater saint, because you've got an uphill climb. And if you're willing to keep working at overcoming all of these things that hold you down, then you're going to become a greater and greater and greater saint. People look at some of the saints and they think, well, they had it so easy. And if I had parents who were saints, and if I had a family like that, and if I came from, I could be a great saint too. And you know what? If you had parents that aren't saints and you had a family who aren't saints, you can be a great saint too. The choice is yours. Just because somebody was raised in a holy family doesn't mean that they're automatically going to be holy. They can reject it. And the fact that somebody was raised in a family that's not so holy can reject that and become holy. Each and every person is treated as an individual by God. And each and every person is called by God to great holiness. He is not calling any of you to mediocrity. He is not calling any of you to be kind of holy or sort of holy or a little bit holy. He's calling you to great holiness. Every single one of us, without exception, regardless of your background. Each person is called by God. And each person has to make a choice to accept that call or to reject it. And the wonderful thing is that as long as we're alive, we can still accept it, even if we had rejected it, even if we have lived in a way that isn't good, there's still that opportunity for conversion as long as we're alive. So that's we have to look at with this. It's wonderful to be able to see the history. It's wonderful to be able to know your ancestry and see some of the cool people in it and some of the not so cool people in it too. The not so cool ones are probably the ones that have the most stories in your family anyway. So, you know, those get passed along as well. But what God wants is about you. That's what everyone needs to look at. He called Saint Joachim to be a great saint, and he said yes. He called Saint Anne to be a great saint, and she said yes. He called them to be parents of the greatest saint in history, and they said yes. He is calling you as well, regardless of anything else. If your parents said yes or they said no, it doesn't matter. If you are proud of your lineage or you're not, it doesn't matter. God loves you. He doesn't love you because your lineage is perfect. He doesn't reject you because your lineage is imperfect. He loves you as an individual person whom he created in his own image and likeness and is calling to holiness, and is using the very circumstances of your life to make you the greatest saint that you can possibly be. So when we look at a genealogy like this, it gives us all hope to see that God brings great good out of situations that aren't always so good, to be able to see the holiness of some of these extraordinary people, and to be able to recognize that it's no different for us. In our situation, in our day, just as it was with all these people in that genealogy of our blessed Lord, well, really of Saint Joseph, God is calling you to be a saint. So praise him, look into your heart, look at what he's asking, and beg for the grace to say yes. To say yes, not just kinda, not begrudgingly, to embrace it, and with zeal to be able to say yes to the Lord so that you can live this out and you can become the greatest saint that you can possibly be.